Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, November the 8th. And we're taking a look at the late pick four at Aqueduct. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Three graded stakes in this late pick four, so it's a nice card up in New York. And Jim will start with three-year-olds in the grade two Hill Prince on the turf at a mile and an eighth. Two of these races are restricted to three-year-olds, one for two-year-olds, but the two races restricted to three-year-olds don't get a lot of opportunities to run against three-year-olds only, so some nice fields in here. How did you see the Hill Prince?
Yeah, I thought that the fields held together really well, and we wanted to do this one rather than Churchill because it's not often the fields hold together at Aqueduct. I thought the first leg of pick four was wide open. I thought Stars and Strides for Belmont, only four times out, hasn't run since September 1st, but that was a win in the listed stakes at Saratoga at a mile and 16th. So stretching out here for the first time to a mile and 8th, I think you ought to like it, out of American Pharoah. And 86 buyer last time out. If he moves forward here, he'll be tough to handle. Griffin's War for Tom Morty. Ran the Geoponte last time out at Aqueduct at a mile, and he stretches out. He has run a mile and 8th on the dirt, so Santana takes the mount there. Mayor of Midnight for Flavian Pratt, the 8 horse for Chad Brown you've got to use. Just barely got up in the nick of time last time out off a layoff, so if he moves forward off that first effort off the layoff, he's going to be tough to handle. Used a couple horses on the inside. I used the obvious Noble Confessor for Todd Pletcher coming out of the Jockey Club Derby Invitational. And the one I'm trying to slip in there to you is Thundering for a trainer named Patrick Dixon. And Johnny Velasquez picks up this mount. This horse just got beat last time out by another horse that's in here. But I'm thinking that with Johnny V taking the mount over Torres, I think this horse moves up, and at 10-1 or 12-1, I think I'm going to use him as well. So I'm going to use 5 when we start to pick 4.
I ended up with Stars and Strides on top. I like to gravitate to the lightly raced horses that might be improving here late in the year, where some of the other horses have tried for bigger opportunities, maybe getting to a Breeders' Cup or something, and then just kind of playing out the string to regroup as a 4-year-old. So Stars and Strides for me. That 92 in the debut on dirt was impressive, and then has won two in a row on the turf, and a bold move to go into this grade two spot by Bill Mott, so that suggests some confidence to me, so I'm going to take Stars and Strides. Mott maybe trying to pick off a graded stakes win here. And after that, I didn't have any real strong opinions, so I ended up going four deep and could have be talked into going deeper. I took Soleil Volant for Motion. Just the win in the Kent Stakes was solid, and mainly just out of respect for Graham Motion. This horse is making his 9th start, so may not have a lot of upside left as a 3-year-old, but we'll see. The 8 should have some upside left. Mayor of Midnight for Chad Brown. A solid win off the break. Gets Pratt, who's been red hot up in New York. Tiz Dashing, the 9, ran well twice against Zulu Kingdom at Saratoga. Then they, off that, shipped the horse down to Kentucky Downs and had a wide trip and just ran okay, but I think could be better than what he showed that day. So I'm going 4 deep on my pick 4. The 8th race is Maiden New York Bred 2-year-olds on the turf at a mile and a 16th. So you could go all here and probably be the only way to feel real confident. I ended up taking Hell's Kitchen on top for Mike Maker. Tried to stretch this one out to go 2 turns on the turf last time in the 2nd start, and the race was rained off the turf. Had some trouble in the debut going short at Saratoga, so getting any trouble in those short sprints, you're done. So I think this horse has a chance to jump up and win this, but also going to take Newland. All 3 starts have been good for this one. It's the 2nd time around 2 turns. Snickery ran 2 turns in the 2nd out for the Cassie Barn. Kotlikoff, it's Bill Mott, and the debut was moved off the turf, going, I think, a mile. So now goes a mile and a 16th. So just out of respect for Mott, really, in a wide-open race. And then Speedstray, the 6, and the angle for me here is just by Justify, and I like the Justifies going long on the turf. So I'm going to go with those 5. How did you see it?
I think you go all easily. I don't know what the reasoning was. We talk about this all the time with starting a pick 4 with a maiden special 8. And they have 2 turf races, and they could have flipped these very easily, and you could have gotten a feel of the tote board action on the first-time starters. I didn't take any first-time starters. The connections aren't that strong on them. I went with Snickery for Mark Cassie. Second time out, probably will improve. Kotlikoff for Belmont, just like you said. They tried to put horse on turf. You just draw lines at dirt rate. They want him on turf, obviously. Going long on turf is tough, but Belmont can get ready. Hell's Kitchen for Mike Maker, just like you mentioned. I use Newland as well for George Weaver. And the one I use that you didn't mention is Make a Prediction for Jimmy Ferraro and Jose Lescano. A horse moved forward in the buyer scale last time out by stretching out to a mile and 16th. So he's already run a mile and 16th. And he ran well that day. Only got beat 2 1/4 at 19-1. Putting blinkers on. Looks like they're trying to win with this one. So I think Make a Prediction has a shot as well.
Move on to race number 9. It's the Grade 2 Mother Goose, 3-year-old fillies going a mile and an eighth. Interesting handicapping challenge here with the field that has come together, including a horse that hadn't been out since the spring, Drexel Hill, that was second in the Kentucky Oaks, but coming in off a long layoff. How'd you handicap the Mother Goose?
Well, I thought Drexel Hill was the class of the race. You don't know what she's going to run like. She ran well in the Kentucky Oaks, only going to be 2 1/4 to Good Cheer. And if Good Cheer was in this field, she'd be, what, 1-5, 2-5. So got to use Drexel Hill on top. He's cue the duck boats for Belmont, coming out of a experiment on the synthetic at Woodbine after running really well at Saratoga in a mile race. The synthetic didn't work out that well, so they come back to the dirt for this one, stretching out to a mile and an eighth. Fully subscribed for Chad Brown, only raced 3 times. The last time out, they stretched this one out to a mile and an eighth, resulted in an 88 buyer and only got beaten neck, so... Fully subscribed is good. There's no way he's 4-1 in here, so, or she's 4-1. Being myself for Cherie DeVoe, Cherie continues to have a really good season, capped off by a couple of good efforts in the Breeders' Cup. Queen Azteca for Brissette has only one race in the United States, and that was the Alabama Grade 1. Took a shot there, was 13-1, never got in the race, and hasn't raced since then. And then Lemon Zest for Brad Cox, only 4 lifetime starts. But it includes an 88 buyer at Churchill Downs, the first of 2 races that she won in a row. Put in a Remington Park Oaks last time out, she ran okay behind, so there she was, but she was 2-5 that day. So Lemon Zest, I think, maybe bounced back with Flogging Prep.
I like Lemon Zest a lot in here. Love that maiden win. They mentioned the big buyer figure, came back off that one down at Ellis, and then went out to Remington. So Cox had kept her kind of under the radar, and I went back and watched the Remington race, and this doesn't show up in the form, but she broke out sharply to the right coming out of the gate. And when she did, the jock gathered her up and got her running to, she's a front runner. So didn't look like she ever really relaxed for the whole race. And so she got passed pretty easily by an Asmussen runner turning for home, but then just dug in and fought and held second, which impressed me given the kind of the circumstances of her race that night. So I think she could come back and run really big, pedigree to love more distance. So on paper, it might look like the distance got her, but I don't think that was it. I think she'll love the mile and an eighth, and I think she's going to be awfully tough in here for Cox. My guess is that, again, kept this one under the radar and now gets to run against three-year-olds, and none of these were, are very accomplished, and so he gets a chance to pick off a grade two maybe with a horse that's better than it looks on paper. Drexel Hill, just off class, you'd have to take a long look at. Get 2 Chad Brown runners in here, fully subscribed, probably the better looking of the two on paper, but Philly Freedom did romp by 8 off a layoff and has the pedigree to love a mile and an eighth. And then Being Myself, 2 in a row for Cherie DeVoe, and this is a lightly raced horse. And again, those lightly raced 3-year-olds, especially 3-year-old fillies, could jump up and win in a big spot like this when it looks like they haven't accomplished much. So I like Lemon Zest a lot, but after that, I could use 4 or 5 others. 10th race is the Grade 3 Long Island, going a mile and 3/8 on the turf. Phillies and mares 3 and up. I took Alluring Angel. She jumped 10 points on the buyer scale when getting to go a mile and 3/8 for the first time. So maybe the extra distance is what she was looking for. 2 of her 3 wins also have come on this turf course at Aqueduct, and it's just the 5th start since moving into the Mott Barn. So maybe he's starting to figure her out. There's 2 Grand Motion runners that I think are worth a long look in here. Beach Bomb finished just ahead of my top pick in their last outing, and then No Show Sammy Joe, 3 starts, 1 win, 2 seconds at Aqueduct, and was beaten a nose in this race last year. And then Grayosh, it's Chad Brown, first time a mile in 3/8, and this horse has always seems to take money and runs a solid race, but never quite getting there that often. Maybe the extra distance will be the ticket for Grayosh. So I'm going to go 4 deep on the last leg. How about you?
I'm going to go 1 deep. I'm out of money. Beach Bomb is my single in the pick 4. Couple reasons. Love Grand Motion's horses. I thought this horse really came to hand last time out in the stretch out to a mile and 3/8 in the Weya, the same race that you talk about with Alluring Angel. She comes from out of it, just got beat by a neck. This is the same level. Probably can get a pace to run at in here, and I think it sets up really well for her. The other thing I really liked about it, if you look at the number of wins, you were talking about one of the horses, Grayosh, only has 2 wins and 12 lifetime starts. Beach Bomb has 6 wins and 18 starts and 6 seconds. So it's been much more consistent. I love horses that have more wins than the other ones in the race. Beach Bomb for Castellano and Grand Motion is my single in the final leg of the pick 4.
All right, pick 4 ticket. I ended up, I had to take a stand somewhere to make this ticket affordable. So I went 2, 5, 8, 9 with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, singled Lemon Zest, the 3, and then 1, 2, 3, 7. So that's a $40 ticket. If you wanted to go and include another one in the Mother Goose, you could include the classiest horse, Drexel Hill, and double it to 80. I'm a little leery of a come-from-behind runner like that coming off a layoff in this spot, even though she's got the class edge. And I kind of am intrigued by a couple of the lightly raced horses, being myself and fully subscribed, but then that'd get the ticket up to 120, and I don't want to do that. So I just decided to single Lemon Zest and make it a $40 ticket and take a stand there. Obviously, you said you're going to single in the last leg, so how did you build your ticket out otherwise?
Yeah, $75. 1, 2, 6, 7, 8. With 4, 5, 7, 8, 10, with 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 9 for $75. Singling the 3 in the last leg, of course.
Best of luck with your plays on the card up at Aqueduct on Saturday or over at Churchill Downs or wherever you're going to play. Just make sure you have money in your Keeneland Select account. And if you're like us, you're trying to rebuild the bankroll from Breeders' Cup weekend. So good luck. That's the In the Money podcast from KeenelandSelect.com.